Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11. And the whole crew is here. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
The Adidas boy is here. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy, Suji Peasy. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. And a very special guest who is back again because she asked to.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding. Cherry is here, everyone.
What's up?
Big round of applause.
What's up? What's up?
We are broadcasting live from Maison de Christopher Chu.
Yep. Location unknown.
I like that. I like that. Before we get into the podcast, what did we wear on feet today? Cherry, since you're here, we're going to let you go first.
I wore Georgetown 11 Lows because...
Damn.
Yeah. I'm a big 11 Low fan, Lows in particular, and this weekend there's some 11 Lows coming out, so, you know, just wore the theme of the week.
You went and see 11 Lows?
Yep.
They're nice. They're
very nice.
Blah. Oh, yeah. The Duke
why?
Boy.
Blah.
The Duke boy.
UNC.
That's why.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I see.
I didn't rub it in your face, eh?
You've been drinking that Haterade.
Nah. UNC really sucks. Balls.
Chloe, what did you wear on feet today?
I wore some Vans times OTH Authentic LX, and they're pretty sweet.
Yeah. Loving that.
Like Habs colors, you know. That.
Collabs are great, man.
Yeah.
Those collabs are great.
Always.
I love them Vans.
Always. Awesome. Alex, what did you wear on feet today?
Today I'm wearing a ZX5000 Response. It's a... shoe that I picked up a couple of years ago at my store. First introduction to some of the Response series in the ZX range. Really cool. He has like no tongue. So
no yeah. tongue.
Yeah, it's a slip-on yeah. shoe.
Oh, cool.
It's really dope. It has like a really vibrant teal back cage, if we could say. Heel cage, whatever.
So it's like a sock.
I love them. They're super nice.
Yeah, they're really cool. They have like a hint of like pink.
Yeah.
Super cool.
That pink.
I was really challenged with my outfit today. And this morning, I don't know, I really dressed up super quick because I was late. And I was getting late, so I picked up whatever shoe and kind of made up whatever outfit. I had to ask my girl like 5 times if I was like okay to leave the house. Like it's one of those mornings because I'm usually like super confident. And like this morning, I wasn't feeling it.
No?
No. But I was so busy today at work that I didn't even have the chance to like...
like to really
care about my care about my look.
Feeling myself.
Yeah. And I looked at myself at some point. I'm like, yeah, you suck.
I got sent back to the room this morning.
Oh,
did you really?
You got sent back to your room.
I broke out my shoe room.
Oh.
I broke out the Vachetta Tans Vans.
The Vans, yeah.
And it just wasn't flowing.
No.
So I went back, got another pair of Vans. And it went more with the fit.
I know, it's parfait.
So today was going to be a Vans day no matter what?
Yeah, it was going to be a Vans day.
Very cool.
Today was going to be a ZX day regarding.
Okay.
Because like I actually promised, because this week is Easter week for Canada. I don't know if it's...
No, basically everyone.
Yeah. Basically everyone. So I promised myself that I would wear only like pastel colors.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's like Easter. Because...
That's fun.
Okay, long story short... I saw my boy in Vancouver, Malaking Tenga, the guy that works at Adidas, B-Boy Laces. It's a UK lacing distributor. He got into, I guess, a bit of like a situation where he needed to kind of make more business or close the business. So last week he made a good sale on like Fat Laces. So tons of people that are rocking superstars in Fat Laces supported. And this week I saw that he's wearing only Adidas Superstars with Fat Laces on for 5 days straight. And this morning I was like, actually last night I was like, oh, it's been a while that I haven't done like a theme week or something like that. So since it's like Easter, I have a lot of like ZX that have like
pastel colors.
The Easter colors. So I figured like this week would be my Easter ZX week.
That's a very cute idea.
Voilà.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Fin d'histoire. Thank you. Sorry.
Chris, what'd you wear on feet today, my dude?
I wore, unknowingly, I joined into the pastel theme. I wore some Stan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Pink back tabs.
Nice.
Ah,
yeah, those are
where did you get those?
I like them. Well, okay, where did I get them?
We'll keep it.
We'll save it for right after. Here, Mike, why don't you tell us what you wore today?
What I wore on feet today? Today, I was a Nike sportswear, Nike basketball kind of guy. I broke out my KD7s.
Uh-huh.
Then I got home.
Super vibrant.
And know what I did? I threw on another pair of KD7s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool.
KD14s.
It's a KD team day. Nice.
Yeah, it was sick. Love those.
Do I talk too much when we do, like, what did you wear today? I feel like
I figured, because if we go into the pickup, if we start talking about pickups, I don't think Mike will ever get his what did you wear. And
because
we picked up a lot, didn't you?
No, this, okay. No, so it's just these Stan Smith.
Do you guys want a shopping spree?
No.
I guess.
Yes. Okay. Yes and no.
So it starts on Thursday. No, Friday.
No, Thursday.
Okay.
Went Friday.
Yeah, wow. Yes. True that. Okay. Thursday, last week, I get a text message from a good buddy, David. Shout out to David. He texts me. He goes, yo, these Stan Smith with the pink back tab are $49.
Jeez.
At the outlet. So I'm like, oh, amazing. Dope. I go, dope. And I, whenever I get any info on Adidas, I send the info to Alex to
check.
to get a barometer on whether it's good or not.
Get excited
worth it or
not.
Yeah. So I send it to him and he's like, yeah, that's dope. That's good. And he goes, you know, I get an extra.
No, I said, I bet I get my 40% off on top of that.
On top of the $49. So I, as it turns out, there was a sale on any red tags in store. So anything that had a red tag was 50% off at Adidas outlet.
Yeah.
So I guess they were original price dropped down to 100 for the outlet. And then because of the sale, they dropped to $49.
Yeah.
And then Alex comes in with his employee discount on top of it and then drops it even more. And it was like, what, $31
something with taxes.
I hope they didn't have my size.
They didn't have your size.
No. Where was my message?
So, what happens is Chris tells me there's only a size 10.
And 10 I'm like, and higher. Yeah.
Perfect. I actually would like to go and pick up that size 10 because the size 9 that I have mysteriously does not fit me anymore.
Wow.
Like I've worn it again and like the toolbox is like so snug. It's really uncomfortable. Like I'm annoyed. I'm not going to wear them. I'd rather do a 10, blah, blah, blah. And Chris is like, yo, I might fit your size 9.
Oh, yeah, like a 9.5.
So we boom, 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 like pff, we talk. And then the next morning.
Boom, boom, and talk?
No. The next morning, he's texting me in the morning and he's, and I fell back asleep, but I was like, oh shit, maybe I missed the call. But then I woke up again and I was like, yo, you still want to go? And he's like, hey, come to my house. Boom, boom.
Let's do it.
Oh, and more boom, boom.
And more boom, boom. Get to his crib, bring the shoes. My shoes fit him. So, perfect. I knew that I would go and cop that size 10. We made the trade. You get my size 9. I buy a brand new size 10.
All right.
Amazing.
Everyone's happy because we're both going to wear them. And then I get there and there's like all of the EQT support OGs that we sent from last season are there. Full sizings. Full red tags and full super cheap.
Wow.
And I was like, schnitz, what do I do?
One to walk the dog, one to wash the car, one to cut the grass.
This OG support,
cut the grass,
OG colorway, like 2.0-ish, like for the OG heads over there. It's
the really
OG,
big ones.
It's the darker gray tones, whatever. Four pairs. But I figured it was, now it's my fourth pair, sorry. I figured it was mandatory to have four because the OG is not going to come back in like years and years for sure. So I grab one. I go, okay, it's about $30. So I'm like, okay, grab my pair. And then I look and then there's the all black.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I've been dancing in the all black like every week. And even though like I don't go as hard as I used to because my neck injury, like I still like mess them up. So I was like, okay, all black. And then, so I have like Stan Smith plus two pairs of shoes. at the cache waiting for me. And I don't know if we've mentioned it in the pod, but I've encountered some sort of like defectiveness on my backpack last week.
Really?
So I was looking for a new backpack. And then I was going to try and maybe like send it to someone who could fix like the straps and blah, blah, blah. And then finally, I click. I'm like, yo, this is the store we sent all the white mountaineering stuff to. Oh. And I go to the accessory section, white mountaineering backpack, turbo on sale, like super, super duper sale. And the bag was like...
Is that the bag that you had to fix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it's actually this black backpack that I have with the white accents.
It's huge.
The one that was broken?
It's huge.
Was that your NMD one?
No, it was like a cargo army style.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you have a cooler in there?
I could. Yo, it literally carries so much stuff.
Dude, you can put a lot in there.
Boom, got the backpack. And then we're so happy and we're just like tripping because like...
Oh, hold on. Before, I know you're saying we're about to leave the store.
Yeah.
But before we left the store, Alex did a full movie montage in the changing room, like trying on different type of clothes.
Yeah.
Tried on a jacket, he tried on pants, Tyro pants.
Yeah.
He tried on like, what else? Like tons of shirts.
Nice.
No, one shirt.
Yeah, I guess one
two
shirt.
Jackets or something.
Yeah.
Nothing fit. And it was like kind of like a good thing that nothing fit because shit would be like piling up at the cash.
No, because like the deal was too good to be true.
Yeah.
Like it was beautiful.
So it was
amazing.
One Stan Smith.
Two EQTs.
And
one backpack.
Yeah.
And then we left. And then we got in the car and there was this 3M EQT that was like also full sizing, also on sale. And I was like, I have a sample of this shoe. The outsole is like slowly, like, you know, like sometimes samples, they have like little flaws. So it's like, I think the sole is like ungluing from the upper. Maybe I should have gotten like this one as well.
I'll get it next time. And I'm like, yo, we're exiting the parking lot. I go, I can just turn around, you know? And he's like, do it. I just turned the car around. And I'm like, I'm not even going to park. I'm just going to drive close to the Adidas store. Yeah. You get out and go get it and then come back.
And then on the way, I grabbed also a pair of all black for my one of my brothers who I dance with.
Nice.
And yeah, crazy, 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 crazy.
It's funny that you make all those big decisions always in the parking lot. Every time I've ever gone to the outlet with you, it's always a parking lot. Maybe I should go back.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. So
it's
true.
Like zero barrier. Once you pass the parking lot, it's done.
But it was really good, man.
Yeah, it was
those,
like...
So
how many pairs?
It was technically four.
Four pairs, wow. A backpack.
For less than 150.
Yeah. Yo, that's a good day.
It was stupid.
That's a good day.
And I was good because I was like... Had it not been for this sale and for him trying to get a size 10, I would not have gotten my size 9.
Ah.
You know? So I got... That. And like... The store didn't have anything lower than a 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not have gotten the shoe.
But mine was like super decent conditions. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, was this the same Stan Smith that you brought to the first time we ever met?
We.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With that really nice back. Yes. Sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like cool because.
Good memory.
Yeah, man.
I was like, look. He showed up at my house the morning where we were going to go to the outlet. And he's like, Look, I didn't wear them much. He shows me the outsole. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Just leave them in the box and leave them on the side. Yeah.
Right, he'll wear them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Me.
So I wore those Stan Smith today because I wanted to... I was looking for a shoe that would go with my outfit. My outfit was like... I was black pants.
Okay.
Like random t-shirt. But I had like a... It's like a varsity jacket.
Okay.
But it's all cloth. It's an undefeated one.
Okay.
Okay. And it's all black. And I was like, oh, this is pretty ninja type. And I need something that will pop from my feet. And I was like, first I was wearing my Palace Boost. Okay. My Palace Boost Pro. The blue ones.
Yeah.
Cyan. So my issue with that shoe is whenever I choose to wear it, it's like the wrong day to wear it. It's like raining or slushing outside. Yeah. And the garage door opens and it's raining. I'm like, God damn it.
Go
back in and I grab the Stan Smith and I throw them in the car because I'll change them later. And the Stan Smith, after I put them on, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. It's like not too out there for the office or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the tightest of pin rolls. This morning, I don't know what was up. like I got to work and there was some shit going down at work, so I had to like really focus.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, my pin roll was like ultra thin, ultra tight, like to the point where I was walking at one point and it was hurting my like my ankle.
Hurting your leg.
I was like, that's good.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyone else pick up anything? Jerry?
No.
I'm trying to save money.
Taking it easy.
But it's kind of tough with tomorrow's shoe.
What's dropping tomorrow?
The Air Max 97.
Silver bullet. Oh.
Yeah. That shoe was like, I was trying to remember like why I remember it so much. And I just had a flashback that I used to like use that shoe when I was a kid and like cut the grass with it. It was just, I loved it because I remember seeing it at the store and my mom bought it for me. And then I had a flashback like this morning that I used to wear that to mow the lawn. And I'm just so mad at myself now. Yeah. Because I just wore it for like at the park and just killed it because it was just like a running shoe that I liked. Yeah. The silver just really, I remember like I'm trying to really piece together the moment that I bought it. And I just remember seeing it and my mom being like, oh, it's expensive getting it. But then I just wore it to death and now I'm really sad. So now I have like an angel and a devil going on in my head.
Gotcha.
Because I really, really need to lay off a little bit of all my purchases.
So you're not getting it?
Well, it's hard because like I recently, my car, I had to get it fixed and like I wasn't prepared for that. So now I'm like, man, I need to like pick and choose, you know, because it's tough. So right now there's literally a thing in my head going like,
all right.
Yeah.
So you're not saying you're getting it, but you're not saying you're not getting it.
I'm not saying I'm not yet. Part of me is like, let me just get it and then decide later. But we all know what that means. And then there's the 11 Lows dropping Saturday, which I buy every single 11 Low. So I'm having major anxiety, actually. This week is really tough. I can't sleep.
The silver bullet comes out in boy sizes.
But I don't have them in boy sizes, unfortunately.
At your store?
At my store, yeah. But I'm one of those people, if it doesn't come out in my store, I kind of just...
It might be cheaper if you get them in boys. Not, I know. Like, not at your store.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a lot of...
Work?
It's a lot of work, and it was just fine. I just... At least I try to limit myself to that.
Yeah.
That if it doesn't come out at my store,
okay,
it's not meant to be. Gotcha. I tell myself that.
I think it's fine if you don't get it. This time around?
I love that shoe, though, because that means something to me.
Yeah, but do you know how many times it's retroed?
Yeah.
Cherry.
No, okay.
Do you know how much I got my pair at?
Don't tell me. But what I'm
trying... Tell her, drop it.
Listen, you guys buy shoes all the time because, yeah, I played basketball in it and I did this in it. And this, there's two shoes from my childhood. Three shoes from my childhood that I remember. Stop. But what I'm trying to say is that, listen, there's three shoes from childhood that I vividly remember, and it's Uptempos. And that like Olympic colorway, mm-hmm. I remember it from like being really young at Foot Locker when it was called Vestia Sportif in Fairview. I remember. Yeah. And I used to try not to go in that store because this really huge guy used to work there and I was really shy and I like wouldn't go. So I just totally remember that moment and that shoe. I loved it. And then I remember these silver bullets and I remember the Jordan 13 Flints because this guy I liked in high school used to wear them.
Well,
yeah, so
if that's the case, Jerry, I really think you should get the silver bullet and forget about those UNCs.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of 11 lows.
I think you should wait. And this is why, because it retros so often. So you wait. You wait till it retros again and then the price drops. Do you know how many times I purchased that shoe, the silver bullet? Twice, and both times at $100.
You think so?
Whoa. The last release. Yeah.
But
it's probably
like
the same release Cole got him at.
I feel like this time people are more on it than before.
Yeah, but this is what happened. It's the excitement, the hype. It's brought them back. People are paying the big bucks for them now, and then 2 weeks down the line, no.
Okay, so are you kind of making a commitment to me that you could eventually get them for me at a lower price? Because I think that's what you're trying to say.
No promises, and but
if that's what you're trying to say.
No, I'll but wait. I'm suggesting you don't buy them. Especially that, you know, you're at odds with yourself, then just don't get it. It's going to come back.
I'm not at odds. This is the thing. I'm not at odds if I want them. I 100,000 million percent want them. I'm just at odds if it's the right adult decision right now.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe I'll trade you my pair if it means that much to you.
Ooh. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. You know, okay, we'll talk after class.
How amazing is Chloe?
Yeah.
This guy. I honestly wear them once a year, Jerry. So.
Okay.
To cut the grass.
Everybody, you hear this?
I think you need to do a little trade package. Send her a pair of Air Max 95 Neons.
Ooh.
Like I would give up. I would give up a Yeezy for those shoes.
I'll add in a neon.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would. That's like how much. Brown? That's how much I like them. I would. Wow. I would like exchange a Yeezy for them.
We'll talk after the pod.
We'll talk
after pod talk.
After pod. Trade talk.
Did you cop anything?
Me? No, but I did make a little bit of a boo boo.
Huh?
Yeah. I remember. Was it last pod or two pods ago? I said I was going to put the Yeezys away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going out one night and I was just like, it was last Saturday.
Flex factor.
Going to a party. And I'm like, okay, my jeans are rolled nice and tight. Okay, let's go. Yeah. I just pulled them out of the box, put them on, rocked it. As soon as I got home, back in the closet.
It's cool.
Yeah. There's no boo boo there.
Bro, you don't have to.
I know,
like,
but I tried to.
Oh, I thought something happened to them.
No, yeah. No, no.
I'm like, waiting for their pitch. Like, pulled off the tag, or you got some cranberry on it, or something.
I walked in.
Someone barfed on them.
No, I walked in, and they went, nice shoes, man. Me. Said, you're welcome.
So what else did you rock with your Yeezys? Huh? You had your jeans rolled up tight?
Had my jeans rolled tight. What was I wearing on top? I was wearing, I think it was like a long black t-shirt and a hoodie. I think so. Yeah.
All right.
I got a new Jordan hoodie, thanks to our girl Tina. Shout out to Tina.
Shout out to Tina.
She hooked it up.
Okay, but you didn't wear them with the Yeezys.
No, of course not. Yeah, we've been through that before.
That would be a no.
I got
that'd be something Mike would do.
I picked up a shoe that's Christopher Chu would rock it. Like
a shoe?
Easy. Whoa. Uh-huh. Easy. I picked it up because I loved it, because blah blah blah, and then.
Wait, sorry. After your shopping spree on Friday, you picked up something else?
It was actually the day before.
Oh, okay.
So, for everyone listening to the podcast on Saturday, the last podcast was the day before the major NMD drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so, we recorded last Wednesday, and the next day was going to be the NMD drop, which was including the most recent CS2, the people called the
Rene
Pact. Yeah.
Ronin. Is that the name? Is that the official name?
I don't care. I call it CD Socks 2.
Wait a minute.
I
call it CS2. I kind of like the Rone.
Hold on.
Rone. Instead of the Ronin.
Are people calling it the Ronin?
Okay, because like I used to listen to I Am.
Yeah.
Like the French hip hop group. Yeah. And like whenever they make references to like samurai culture, like Rone, ça se dit en français, not in English. So like for me, Rone is like Ronin. The way to say whatever, Ronin. Yeah. Anyways, so I picked up this shoe.
Wait, hold on. Are people really calling it the Ronin?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Ronin pack.
Damn.
But I don't get why it's a pack, because like technically the other Ronin is the polka dot for women. I don't think polka dots are kind of ninja, no?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Very ninja.
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked up the shoe and I brought them back home and I told my girl that I was not going to wear them for at least a week.
Uh-huh.
And it's been, tomorrow morning is going to be a week.
Okay.
And I still have no intentions of wearing them.
It's pretty good, man.
This is for me, like, world premiere. Because, like, whenever I get a shoe, I pop the tag right away and I wear it right away.
Did you pop the tag, though?
Nope.
Saving that for
trying
the IG.
Trying to figure out what's going to be going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Because, like, I've been really on that, like, EQT ZX tip recently, like, big bulk of shoes.
Would you wear it with socks?
You were planning to pick that
like
up?
Like, higher socks?
Yes.
Yeah?
Like, some crop pants, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I'll think about it.
I'm surprised you picked those up.
Same. But I love them so much. You know why? Icy gum sole.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
Leather pull tab.
So, I was, like, on the fence, because I like the kimono closure neck. And now that I know they're called Ronin, I kind of want them.
We'll talk.
I have like, no, seriously.
I still haven't worn
my
pair.
A huge thing about like Ronin culture and whatever.
Okay. Do you think you're a ninja?
So today is Wednesday, so a week after we recorded the first pod. So 6 days after the release, a guy comes in and refunds a pair of City Sox 2 and a pair of R2 in whatever size, both of them the same size, completely DS, whatever. So I'm like, so we go like normal like company policies. So anything wrong with the shoe? Would you have liked the different size? And the guy's like, no.
Resell
and
then, no good.
And then and then I just started the transaction and he's like, I just couldn't resell them.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, didn't you kind of predict that a full on GR like that's releasing in six different stores is not gonna resell? Even if for not more than $20.
Yeah.
Like most of the shoes I still have in stock. Not because it's ugly, not because it sucks, but just because it's a wider release.
Yeah.
For goddamn once. And it's cool to have people every day coming in buying NMDs because they finally can't afford to put their hands on NMDs because they are in store for more than like one day, right? So I told the guy, I told him straight up, I'm like, were you really expecting to make like some good money on that? And he's like, well, you can never know. I'm like, well, you can at least know that six stores is getting them in Montreal. And he's like, yeah, I guess, man.
But that's what
and
it's
then
become.
Then his boy was like low-key making fun of him and laughing really? At my jokes. Yeah, and he was not having it.
But there's so many times I'm sure you get customers like that straight up ask you like, oh, do you know what the resale is on this? Do you know what the resale? I don't know.
Who cares?
I told him. Yeah. Like the City Sox, United, Arrows and Sun, a guy came to me and he's like, what do you think the resale is going to be on that? And there's two ways to approach this. Either I could try and give my real insight on what the resale is going to be so that the guy can help himself value the shoe and the importance of having the shoe. Or he's just trying to see if like I think that he's actually going to make money off of it and if actually worth his time, you know? So I don't know. I guess this morning I was just like, oh, okay. So I took the shoes back. Shoes were dead stock. So okay, guess what? You put the shoe back on the display. 2 seconds later,
gone.
Yeah. Anyway, gone.
That's
and
awesome,
like,
man.
I usually
anyway,
never
and
those
gone
questions.
For retail.
That guy made someone's day.
Yeah. Basically, so like shout out to you, man. Because like in the end, you didn't make money. You brought them back and it's fair. Because like I was not trying to be rude to the guy or whatever. I was just like trying to say like, yo. You basically almost invested $500 in two pairs of NMDs trying to make, what, 60, 80 bucks?
You know. Still 50.
Yeah, I know. It's your thing. Down the line, it's your thing. But
he's trying to do his hustle.
It's yeah.
How old do you think this kid was?
Probably my age.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, it was just a funny situation. Like, it's, again, like, there's different ways to approach it.
Yeah.
I can't straight up be like, yo, you whack.
Yeah,
I was just like, I think you on this one. You, my opinion is that you wasted your time.
Yeah,
and then he was like, "Yep." And then his friend was like straight up laughing. It was crazy. But then I'm happy that the guy just like didn't sit on the shoe and just waited for someone to grab it at a low price or whatever, so that the guy really wasted his time and his money. He brought them back, and someone got them for retail.
Yeah.
So like. In the end, like everyone wins.
It's yeah. Cool. Like, he got his money back, made someone happy.
I'm sure he doesn't know that he made someone happy, but he actually did.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like the guy was like super stoked.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Wow.
That is cool.
Well, I used to go to a shop and the guy would straight up tell me, he goes, you should grab a smaller size because those sell better.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if
would
he
it
spoke.
Influence you?
No, because like I go into a shop with an intention, like I kind of know what I'm going to do, whether my size is there or not. If my size isn't there, I'll see if any of my friends need it. But what he was saying was making sense. He's like, Asian people have smaller feet. You'll have an easier time selling the smaller size.
Yeah.
I was like, that's actually really smart. And I was like, oh, you know.
But like Alex, you as a retailer, do you find it like annoying?
As a as a retailer myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like being refunded a shoe that's like.
Because that's it.
So business wise, it really sucks. But again, on an NMD, it's such a quick sell. that it's leaving, it's like the money comes back like 5 minutes after, it's cool. But it's like if someone was like to bring back like a Chinese New Year, I would be like, whoa.
But there's two ways to look at it, because they also sell out a lot faster because of those same people. You know what I mean? It's kind of like.
So. No, but I've decided to like not try and play the police too much with this. Like, it's, there's nothing you can do.
It's just what it is.
It is annoying, like, but again,
it's annoying like, on like a Monday, slow day, rainy day.
Yeah, that's it.
Somebody comes back with like four pairs of shoes. You're like,
damn.
Sometimes I just straight up, I just ask them, like, you try to sell them and you couldn't, right? And they're like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's cool. Annoying because it affects your sales.
Yeah. No, in that sense, yeah.
Especially like, if they come on a slow day and then it's like, boom.
Boom. Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah.
Voila.
Okay, yeah. So if it... Well, it's you gotta kind of expect it, right? There's like returns, regardless of whether it's a reseller or not.
Yeah,
there's gonna be people returning product every now and then.
I'm not mad at it because that's those same people are also increasing my sales like majority of the time. You know, mm-hmm. It's just so happens that sometimes this kind of situation will happen where they made a judgment call and the shoe couldn't sell, and then I'll get some returns. So it's part of it. It's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather them return it than just like lowball or just like, you know, like make $20 on it. Like between you and I, like, I don't, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
So in terms of the store, a return kind of sucks because it affects your sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in myself,
it
all evens up at some point.
Of course. Whether they buy a lot of product or whether they return it.
The only time we get annoyed as retailers is just when it's not a huge sales day and then we get boom, 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 return. That's when we might get a little like frustrated with it. Yeah. But it's fine.
But then for community wise, you're saying that you'd rather they return it.
But
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It all balances
out. Does that make sense?
I get that.
Yeah. It'll go out another day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotcha.
But, all right. But what were you saying? You were saying that I would really like this shoe?
Yeah.
That was just to tease me?
No. Because I feel like this is a really, like, Christopher Chu shoe. Like, Super Ninja. And I don't know. Like, I don't know.
The Ronin.
Yeah.
So you just pointed that out to me to make me kind of jealous, and then you just talked about you didn't
I still haven't worn it.
Okay.
I still haven't worn it. I still have no intention of wearing it before X amount of
it's really, I think we were talking about this. Is it in response to what Albert was saying?
Okay. Definitely super inspired by Albert's point of views last week. I came back home the same evening, sat down in my shoe room, started to open some like old boxes, and then I was like, yo, like, I'm gonna get this NMD tomorrow because I want it, but I'm not gonna wear it for a little while. I'm going to try and test myself to see if I can resist the temptation of getting something, wearing it right away, because you know what happens next. The shoe goes back in the box, back in the shelf, and falls under all the other ones. So like you don't see the shoe again. And I've really narrowed down, like we've discussed last week about my shoe purge a bit, and like I've made some space. So I'm trying to see what else I can wear, what else I can pull off. So far, so good. Like, I've brought up some, like, old ZX 8000s that have brought up, like, tons of questions. Like, people have been messaging me saying, like, are those at your store? I'm like, no, they're from Paris in 2014. And, like, Torsion Allegra posted, like, a photo of, like, a yellow sample. One of my boys texted me, he's like, do you still have my size at the store? I'm like, bro, it's like from my 2012 archive. Like,
I love that shoe, man.
Yeah,
but like I love the Soul Box collab. I think we're both hunting it.
Yes,
right?
Oh shit! So after that, I've decided that I would definitely slow down on the purchases. make a strategy for GRs. So allow myself a little allocation to purchase GRs and also allow myself for hyper product. And also allow myself a little allocation to hunt. So the hunt, I've decided to open a note in my iPhone about all of the sneakers that I want to hunt down.
Oh, yeah.
So the top two sneakers on this list for now, if anyone's listening, but I really doubt no one is going to be able to help.
No, you never know.
Help, but we never know. They are two Adidas Originals Mita sneakers collaborations. One being the See You Later from the Consortium World Tour pack last year. Not too hard to find. It's a size 9.5, according to my man Paul in Vancouver.
Shout out to Paul.
And I'm also looking to complete the pack with the Mita sneakers pack with a Torsion Allegra Mita sneakers that came out a couple of years ago. It's a beige toe box. It has green, acuity green accents.
Yes.
And a black. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's really schmexy. And I'm really into this shoe. I've been hunting it on eBay. If anyone has a plug for 9.5 to, I can settle for 10.5. Hit me up.
Wow.
Those are the two top shoe on the top of my shelf, on my list.
The Soul Box, I've seen it go for like 120.
I know.
In size 12. Always like
they're huge crazy sizes.
Like wrong size. And I'm like, gosh damn.
If you are interested in the rest of my list, please send me a DM. If you want to help me, please let me know.
Help a brother out.
I have tons of shoes on my list. But it's fun because like I've been going back to eBay a bit. Trying to, you know, hunt. Like...
Yeah.
Open up some old desires, you know, like
gone, Predator.
It's fun. It's fun because like you, Cherry, like as a store manager, like you see the products all the time. Sometimes you, like we get to make our own. We have for the eye products, we have like time to make our own opinions, like type of deal, like because we see, touch and feel it, you know.
Yeah, voilà. It's interesting. I realized recently that like. I'm really not the person who I make my decision once the product comes in store and I see it. I actually don't do much research online. Like I don't have that habit. I don't really care to. When it comes in and I see it and I like it at first, then I'll research it after actually. Like I do it the opposite way.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I just realized that I was like, oh, it's funny. Like that's always how I do it. I don't read beforehand. I see it, I'm like, oh, this is cool, and then I read about it, see if I still like it, and then I decide.
Very cool.
And I think people are doing totally the opposite. They're reading everything beforehand,
make an opinion,
making their full opinion before they touch it, feel it, whatever, which obviously they can't because they don't work in shoes. So yeah,
I think by reading you mean go on Instagram and look at pictures. I don't think anyone reads blogs anymore.
Whatever it may be. Any online...
Quick hits.
Yeah.
But so just to wrap it up real quick, really want to say thank you to Albert. So we've discussed about this a bit. I've watched some documentaries afterwards. I've made some more researches about some stuff, originality, whatever. Like he knows what I'm talking about. I've sent him some links. But yeah, really, really cool week for me because I found out some like... old stuff in my shelf.
Maybe fun. Remind the people like that main point that he made and that really flipped the switch for a couple of us.
It's just like origin for me, it was like originality over whatever else do people think. Not in this sense really, but for me it was like, what does it mean to you to be original? Like, what does it mean for you to, like, what do sneaker means to you? To you, and not, like, anyone else. Like, and I don't know, it got me to think back about, like, all the shoes that I love. Like, why I love them so much and why, like, they make me feel good. And he really made a point within, like, he really made a different
distinction.
Distinction, between, like, hype... and originality, and something that he said that was brought up from documentaries and stuff that he's learned is that originality is in the past.
Yeah.
So for me, exclusivity and originality is in the past. Well, exclusivity from what he said, but I also agree to that. And just for me to bring up like a shoe from like 2012 and post it on Instagram and get so many questions about it, just made the point for me, because like it's 5 years ago and like already everyone's like, yo, where did you get that? Boom, boom, boom. So like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that shoe was like, yeah, that was like, I so kind of knew it was like, well, it was like neon yellow or whatever. But like a lot of questions about that. I know like this past week, I had, you guys remember our good buddy Kimbro?
Yeah.
Jonathan Kim. He went to an event in Toronto and then he was posting all these pictures and everyone was asking him all sorts of questions too. And I was like, yo, okay, he went to this event. Let's get a firsthand account of what went down then. So if you guys are down with it, we're going to give him a call right now. Okay?
Oh, we're calling him.
Yeah. Nice. Like live up.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's sick.
Let's do it.
Kimbro on the pod.
Let's see if he answers.
Hello.
Yo, Jonathan.
There he is.
Yeah. It's Chris.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
It's the whole podcast crew. We got Chloe, Mike, Alex, Cherry here.
Hey, guys. What's
up? Yo.
And just telling them about how you were like posting up all these images on Instagram and people were like, yo, what's going down? What's happening? Where were you at? And everything. Last week, I think there was an opening in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, so last Thursday, prior to that, on the ground level of the Eaton Center in downtown Toronto, they had the Foot Action opening, but no one really knew when, and they had it boarded up for a while.
Woo!
And then
shout out.
And shout out Foot Locker. And then last week they started unveiling like a storefront, but it wasn't gonna. No one really knew exactly when it was gonna open. And then we got the invite to the early access event on Thursday night. And then we were told that the store will be opening itself on Friday morning at 8 a.m. So we got the invite to go down. We met up with some of our fellow Canadian sneakerheads there, like Lawrence and Alden from Canada Got Soul were there. Sean Go, the notorious Sean Go. And then Hardy Girl, I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram. Hardy and Meredith and Lazy were there too. So it was just like, saw everyone there from like Toronto sneaker scene, and then it was really cool. Like they had a really nice storefront and the setup was really, really nice.
Dope.
So sick.
So how was the experience? Because like, do you feel totally different vibe than a regular Foot Locker?
Oh yeah, like even the number one, like the storefront itself, like so when once you enter like the main Foot Action storefront, there's three separate doorways that you could go through, like one for Kicks Lounge, one for the Adidas Collective, and then one with the main Foot Action logo.
Yeah.
This time we were all let in through the Foot Action entrance. And then once you entered, you could just see like a big space that's separated into four main rooms.
Yeah.
So like as you enter to the left, there's Kicks Lounge by Nike. In the very back, there's the first ever Puma Select.
Right.
Which is a really, really nice space. To the right, you had the Adidas Collective, and in the middle, you kind of had like a mixture of everything, clothing, athletic gear, accessories, and then even more shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like in terms of like what's different from like regular Foot Lockers is that Foot Action, on top of like some of the more exclusive shoes that you can get, there was like a lot wider clothing selection.
For sure, yeah.
You had brands like Naked and Famous Denim.
Oh.
You had Publish there.
Yeah.
Fairplay Brand.
Wow.
Mitchell and Ness.
They have Levi's.
Really? Really?
No way.
They have Levi's too, yeah. Yeah. So it was great to see. They had Peace Collective, you know, like that whole, they have a big Toronto campaign going on. So
yeah, like Toronto versus everybody type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So they had that big collection there. They have Champion section.
So do you feel like a bit of a more premium experience there?
Oh yeah, like on top of the product itself, just like even just the layout of the store, especially like an area like the Kicks Lounge, and then the Adidas Collective were really, really nice. But in my opinion, the area that looked the most premium was the Puma Select in the back.
Amazing. Like, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going to come to Toronto probably in May, so maybe I'll hit you up and we'll go together.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Foot Actions are super nice.
No, they're beautiful. Shout out to all the Foot Action team in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mariano is the manager over there, so shout out to you, Mariano.
Yeah. Sherry, do you know Lionel?
Of course I know Lionel. He was my district manager for a few weeks before I moved back here. So
yeah, so Lionel was there handling everything.
Yeah.
And he was in a pair of like Black History Month ones or something, and then all like Canada Got Soul Boys and Lionel and Sean go into like a corner and they start taking like a photo shoot on their shoes. I felt so left out because I was
God. No, Lionel's real cool, like really really cool guy.
Oh yeah, but it just ended up being like, and they were all wearing Air Jordan 1s that day.
Yeah,
and like I was in a pair of VaporMax, so I was like,
oh, yeah, but you were probably like the one of the only people with VaporMax on your feet.
Yeah, there were not a lot of people were wearing VaporMax. They had them for sale that day too, but they just had the pure platinums.
Okay, hold on. What else was in the store that you could buy? Like what? Because from all the pictures from all the guys in Toronto, I was like,
what crazy stuff? Yeah.
All right. So like, I'll start with like the storefront. So the Nike, in Kicks Lounge, you had some of like, you had the three different colorways, the Special Fields Air Force Ones. You had the cement, the string, and then the modified black gum. So like, the black with a slight gum bottom, not the full gum bottom. And then they had a couple like Pippins. They had a bunch of Air Maxes, like even one of the remastered, what was it called? The Berries. They had those there. Oh, like a whole bunch of different
pink
Nikes
with yellow
in general.
Or something?
Yeah, those joints, yeah. I forgot the colorway name, but they had, again, the Vapor Max. They had a nice little display for the Vapor Max as well. And then they also had like a couple Air Max, Air Max standards that you had. Like there were even some of the Air Max 90 Ultra Flyknit infrareds.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Six.
Yeah. So there was a whole bunch of Nikes there, and in the Puma, they had a lot of like cool collaborations. They had that Sesame Street collection.
Oh yeah, Elmo.
Yeah, the Elmo stuff. Like they're actually like a lot of like the low cuts that they did on the suede.
Didn't they have an actual Elmo in the store?
Yeah, so that was on Sunday.
Really?
They brought in two Cookie Monster and an Elmo.
Nice.
And they were breakdancing. I couldn't go.
Alex
flew
down to Toronto.
Yeah. So were you Elmo or Cookie Monster?
That's so dope. That's really cool.
Wow. What did the Adidas side have?
So the Adidas side, like they had some of the classic like Superstars and Stan Smiths, but they also had a couple of restocks of like the Ultra Boost Uncaged Multicolors.
Oh.
They had the Oreo 3.0 Ultra Boost.
Oh, that's nice.
They had a couple of those. They had the, I don't know if it released at that point, but they had the NMD XR2s, the all black ones,
mm-hmm.
with like the slight red hints.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they had the NMD R1s, the blue and the white, like the white midsole, and it kind of looks like a blue and white check upper.
Okay.
And then they had a couple other NMDs and a couple other just like classic designs. They also had a couple Lillards too. Like they had very small Adidas basketball selection, but they still had a few. And they had like some clothing for Adidas as well. Like the X-By-O collection was there.
Nice.
And
like the X-By-O.
And like the classic collection was there too.
It's
and then in the main area.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the main area, they just had like the rest of the Jordans, the New Balance.
Hold up. I feel like you're building up to the money that was released.
Oh, there's some good stuff.
And you're just like pawning it off. Like, yeah, they have some Jordans. What well, did like, you pick up, man?
Well, so they had a good restock of a lot of cool Jordans. So I got my hands on a pair of Royal
Ooh.
Ones.
Nice.
And then a pair of storm blue ones as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They also had black toe ones, but they weren't selling those to us.
What? So what were they doing with them?
taunting.
They were kind of like, yeah, basically. But they were saving the stock, I think, for the grand opening.
Ah, for the actual opening day.
Actual black-toe ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have seen, because with the Royals, they had a set, with all the releases, especially the Royals, though, they had a set number that they could sell. So when we were doing our initial round, the girl who was helping us out was like, hey, you might want to go pay for these right now. And then, like, we'll continue the tour, because if you don't pay for these and like, they reach their quota, then you, like, even if you have them in hand, you won't be able to, like, walk out of the store with them.
Okay. So shout out to her. Yeah.
Yeah. She came clutch. And unfortunately, we did see some people who kind of waited, and I heard some stories of how people couldn't leave with the Royal one because they had reached their stock. But, you know, shout out to that Foot Action employee who made sure me and Sean were well taken care of.
Cool.
And then there were, like, other things like Royalty 4s, True Blue 3s.
Whoa. True Blue 3s, okay.
I like the True Blue 3.
You're right. Man, you were looking for a pair?
I wasn't looking for a pair, but I would entertain a pair.
That's like in your, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
One of the most slept-on releases, like, in my opinion. Like,
oh, yeah. They sat for a bit. Yeah.
They sat for a bit, and people don't understand. It's a really nice colorway. I think I saw, and then there was, like, All-Star 1s.
All-Star 1s, yes.
The girl size, the GS size wall, the kids wall had some heat, too. Like, the kids wall had Royal 1s.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The Pantone 6s.
Pantone 6s. That's nice. Wow.
The Aeris 11s. Like, they had some heat in the kids section. And, like, I know some of the girls, like Hardy, who went there. Like, I know she picked up a pair of Aeris 11s. And she was like, I'm glad I got these.
That's dope.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just want to, I don't know if people really know. I mean, most people probably should, but Foot Action definitely caters more, like, it's a bit of a more premium experience than Foot Locker.
Like, and boutique, it's
more,
vibe?
Yeah, more boutique vibe, a little more premium than your average Foot Locker, and definitely caters a lot more to the apparel side, just like you said, you know? So it's for that customer who, you know, wants to be able to get a whole outfit and be able to go out right after, you know, whereas my Foot Locker, for example, it's definitely more athletic, right?
Yeah.
You could go into a Foot Action and go out for the night after, get a pair of jeans, get a nice shirt, kind of stylish, get some nice shoes, and be out for the evening at a bar, at a club, and look fly. So that's really kind of the concept, yeah.
Yeah, it's really your one-stop shop.
Yeah. So I think it's really dope. And I can't wait for it to hopefully come to Montreal.
Is it
going to
be in Quebec?
I cannot confirm anything, but I mean, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Expand more.
Hoping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I want a Foot Action.
Yeah, it's dope. Definitely want one.
You guys
got to
come through Toronto.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should road trip it.
Yeah. But like, speaking about us going to Toronto, what's happening next week?
Yo, it's going down.
Jonathan Kim is becoming Kimbro.
Ooh.
When he makes his way to Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, it's our yearly meeting this year in Montreal. Last year was in Toronto, so this year
it's going to be a yearly thing.
Are you actually coming?
Yeah.
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 Oh, no, wait.
The summit.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Lawrence
Sneaker
is coming.
Summit.
Calvi's coming.
Yeah.
I have so many photographers for myself. I can't wait.
Up, I'm not even bringing a camera. I'm just going to pose in front of, like, Calvi and be like...
There you go.
Yeah, me too. I want a Calvi shot. So
I want
bad.
A Calvi shot too, yeah.
Yeah, well,
get hit by stray fire.
Some booty shots.
Yeah. So...
I have to be very selective with the shoes I bring, so... I'll try to bring some for you guys.
I got
to
say that... I think it's today you posted a couple of stories about Jordan 1 Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
And,
those were my winter beaters.
Yeah. When I was leaving the house again, like, I came back home during the day and I had to go back out, I wore my Jordan 1s, my highs. But I was like, in this situation right now, a Jordan low would be really, really dope. And I think you put that in my head, man.
Dude, yeah. They're amazing, man.
Yeah.
I actually like them as much as the highs, if not more. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for another pair in the metallic red and the navy.
Yeah, the reds are nice.
See,
it's a good time to buy right now, man. The prices on those are low.
Yeah.
I think yours are like the right amount of beat right now.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you saw the picture?
I did. They were, I love that.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Dude, that's one full winner's wear. Those were like my winter shoes the entire winter. I just Jason marked them yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope.
I like that one picture.
Speaking of Jason Mark though, one last thing I have to add about Foot Action. When we were all leaving the store, so everyone who attended, they gave away these like little booty, like little packages for like thanks for coming.
Oh, nice!
And it actually had a pack. It's like a shrink wrap package, and it had a Foot Action car freshener, Foot Action lint roller,
I love those things.
Premium and, like, experience.
And like a 3-pack of the Jason Mark quick wipes.
So. Damn.
There you go.
How amazing is Foot Action?
Yo, so dope.
Yeah.
Just wait for my store reopening. Oh,
come on. I know. Like, none of us knew that we were getting those. And they were like, here you go. And I was like, oh, thank you. Much appreciated.
That's dope.
All right, man. So thanks for giving us the recap, the lowdown on what went down on Foot Action. We were a bit too far, Montreal. We couldn't make it out to Toronto.
Yeah.
But next time,
one opening there soon.
Yeah, Jonathan was representing the Bragg Affair.
Yeah.
At the event, so good stuff. Give the people your IG so that they can follow you.
It's at I am Jonathan Kim.
I love that handle.
Yeah,
it's a good handle.
And then I think we'll possibly have you appear on the podcast again next week, but in a more live situation.
Yes. I think we're all pretty excited about next week.
So dope.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a big pod next week, guys.
Big pod. We're all about big pods.
Big pods. Shout out to the big pod.
All right, Jonathan.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
for coming.
Thanks, Jonathan.
See you soon.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.
For sure. Peace.
And we're back. Yeah, we took a little break. For the people that don't know, the NHL playoffs are going on right now. Montreal is playing New York.
Go Habs, go!
It is the first game of the playoffs of the first round. And right now, I think, is New York up by one?
Go Habs, go!
Yeah,
New York's up by one. Yeah. But there's plenty of time. Just 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, playoffs. Nothing better than playoff hockey.
I've banned the Habs since PK's gone. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Mission abort. Cole's really passionate about this.
Where is he now? Texas.
Okay, no, big fan over here. What the heck, man?
Go Habs.
Nashville. Go Nashville.
Okay. Go Nashville. Yeah. Okay.
Skippity skip.
So anyways, let's bring it back to sneakers.
Okay. We're back.
Okay. So sneakers. Yeah, you guys love sneakers,
I
huh?
Like sneakers.
Okay, actually, wanted to speak to you guys about why we love sneakers, but not like in a general sense, but more in a Chloe, name me a sneaker that you love, like from OG, like back in the day, like that you love now, but that you've owned for a long time.
Reebok Classics.
You love Reebok Classics.
I love the shit out of Reebok Classics.
I did not expect that.
Why do you love Reebok Classics?
Just the shape, the simplicity. You could do so much with different colors. It could go with fits. It's a sweet ass shoe. It's like an Air Max 1.
So based purely off of aesthetics, you're a huge fan of their Reebok.
Oh yeah, they need to come out with a Vegeta pair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, maybe you can name me a newer shoe that's just recently come out that you really love.
That I really love.
New shoe.
If anyone has one, you could jump in. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what Chloe would say.
Well, I really want to see a VaporMax in hand. Okay. I think it's cool. I think the whole Flyknit thing and just that bubbles on steroids thing looks really, really cool. I just want to see it in hand. I don't know how it will go with my fits, honestly, but that's something I'm looking forward to see. Like,
Jonathan comes down,
he'll bring him. Rip his shoes off his feet and just take a look.
There you go.
So, again, off of the aesthetics of the shoe, it caught your eye. And
it's different.
A big fan.
It's really different.
But you're also like a big Flyknit fan.
Yeah. So you get the airy upper, but with different curves on the bottom and everything with the tech.
Must be interesting.
It looks nice.
I have to say, out of
I want to try it. I wonder if my ankles will turn on that type of shit or not. You know, the racer is so low to the ground.
Yes,
but the VaporMax is a little, you're a lot higher up.
Yeah,
like I'll be taller and shit. But I just don't know like how shit will go if I run and turn or whatnot. Like, I want to try it on.
I think out of all the Flyknit plus air bubble like iterations that they put out, this is the most intriguing one.
It's out there. Right. It's really, really out there. Yeah.
Instead of taking something like just like the Air Max sole and just slapping some Flyknit on it, they actually created a new type of sole.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Like the 90, really, like, you know how many 90s I got?
True.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't need a different upper. I got EM upper. I got leather upper. I got all types of 90 upper.
Got all that stuff.
Okay. I like that your two shoes are...
The whole bottom is different. It's cool.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, it's really cool. It's so interesting with all the air.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Like,
I got to see it, man.
That shit's going to pop.
Did you get them at the store, Cherry?
Unfortunately, we did not get it here in Montreal, but Toronto did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so our only chance is to get them off Jonathan.
We wait. Well,
They'll eventually come here.
Yeah,
eventually.
Or like get them on ID.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, tabarnak. It's 2-0.
Yeah. Oh, no.
2-0, Rangers.
Alex, I need to know what shoe you really love from the past. An OG.
Here come the grail.
Torsion Allegras. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you love this shoe so much?
Because it's, first of all, because of the name. I think the name is like super badass.
The torsion part?
Torsion
or the Allegra part?
Allegra.
Okay. Torsion Allegra. And back in the days, I love the story because when they brought it back, they called it the Torsion X Allegra. Because it featured the first X version of the torsion system. Just like a little like geeky details, but when I first saw it, it was actually, I had back in the days, I owned one ZX, but it is the first shoe that I got, the first running shoe that I got, the first time that I was transferred at Montreal Originals. So when I, 2013, when I was transferred from the outlets to the Montreal Originals location, it's the first shoe that I purchased for myself. So it has a really special place in my heart. Torsion Allegra, super underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good pick.
What up? And please refer to my Instagram for photos.
Hey. Do you have a shoe that everyone likes that you're not a big fan of?
In my own collection?
No. Like in general. Right now. Like a new shoe.
All the 3.0s Ultra Boost.
3.0 Ultra Boost? What? Not a fan?
Specifically.
I'm feeling you, man.
Really? Why?
That's because I'm V1 for life, man.
You're V1 for life. Yeah. But you have V2s?
Yeah.
Why is the V3?
I would only entertain the burgundy color.
Of the V3.
Yeah, of the V3.
The Oreo one is dope too.
No.
Not feeling
it? I'm not feeling it. I would do
okay,
it.
Okay, what specific part of the shoe is
man,
not for
you? You're taking me off guard. Like this, if I just like think about something
it's puffy.
Like real quick.
It's really puffy compared to like V1s and V2s. They're more rounded. They're not as sleek.
The pattern looking.
Yeah.
It's just a little whack for you?
Fuck the Rangers.
No, it's... So, when my grandfather was alive, he used to tell me that you cannot say that you don't like something if you haven't tried it.
Okay.
I would always tell my grandfather that I didn't like tomatoes. And once my grandfather told me, Alex, have you ever tried a tomato? Uh-huh. And I said, no, I never tried a tomato. Don't laugh. It's actually real. Like it's
no, it's not. Cute. It's so funny.
I love this.
And he cut me a slice of tomato and he forced me to eat it.
Yeah.
And after I tried the tomato, he told me, do you like tomatoes now? And I told him, I still don't like tomatoes, Grandpapa. And he told me, well, Alex, there are different types of tomatoes. You might not like this one, but you might find one day the type of tomato you like. And I told him, I don't think any tomatoes I like. Tons of years later, my grandfather is like, he's gone now. And may his soul and love life rest in peace. But this is something that I always keep in the back of my mind. I can never say that I hate something. So I can't say that I hate this 3.0 Ultra Boost. It's not my favorite, but it doesn't mean that I don't, you know, it's just not for me. It's just not my favorite type of tomato, if I could say.
Gotcha.
So okay.
It's like ketchup.
It's like ketchup. It's like different types of ketchups. Uh-huh. So I don't hate tomatoes. They're just not my favorite.
Okay. Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
I love that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Deep. That's super cool.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the fucking Alpha Bounce. I'm sorry.
No, like Alpha Bounce.
Yeah,
in general?
Any Alpha Bounce.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't own a pair. I never tried it on or whatever. I like the tan one because the color looked fucking cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no fucking...
You're swearing an awful lot, right?
Shit, I'm sorry.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Drunk.
I don't know. Maybe I need to see some boost or something. I don't know.
Alpha boost.
But what
Alpha boost.
Is it the shape?
The shape is cool. I just don't like the bottom. The bottom looks cheese. It looks cheap type.
Damn. Okay, gotcha. The ridges.
Yeah.
You've been drinking that Haterade. I see.
No.
I like that idea Haterade. Of the Alpha
it's just
boost.
Like,
though.
You know. The question was a new pair of shoes that you're not too fond of, and
do you think like the upper of an Alpha Bounce with boost?
I think that'd be fire.
It's actually a really good idea.
Or you know what? If they made the outsole or the midsole the way it is now, but incorporated boost on the inside, almost like a Yeezy, like the V2s, I think that'd be sick too.
Yeah. But then the look would be the same.
It would be the same, but you'd have that comfort.
Yeah.
It's just,
I don't think the comfort's clothes issue.
I don't think so either.
No, the upper's nice. It's just the lower part. It just looks cheap.
The Aramis 2.0 is so sick.
I don't think a neoprene upper on a boost would
last.
No, it wouldn't look nice.
Yeah.
I think I got to see it.
Yeah.
Jack needs to cut one up.
Well, yeah, there you go. Jack, after you're done with my 13 pairs, let me know.
So, Cherry, do you have a pair that you love from back in the day?
Yeah, well, like I said before, the three memorable ones from back in the day for me are Uptempos. So specifically, I don't have any of the three, which is really sad. So I need a pair of the Olympic Uptempos.
Mm-hmm.
I need a pair of these 97s tomorrow, which possibly because of your influence, I may wait. And may regret, but let's see if you're right. Need those because it's a childhood memory. So the Uptempos is from actually Foot Locker, which I remember going in a Foot Locker and seeing it. Never got them. Now I work at Foot Locker, so it's very nostalgic.
Is it only the story that makes you like the
shoe? No, it's that air. Like I have in my mind, that air, that big... You know, design is just imprinted in my head and I love it. Like, I love that shoe. I love the design of it. I love how it looks. I mean, definitely for sure, there's nostalgia. There's an attachment to it because of that.
But so, what part of the look appeals to you?
That big air. I don't know. Oh, it just appeals to me. It's actually kind of a chunky shoe for me. Like, normally I'm not into... Because I have very, like, large calves and stuff, so...
You have photogenic calves.
I mean, they're great. It's just, I'm just saying, like, I have kind of a cankle situation where... I mean, it is what it is. I'm cool with it. I mean, I love it. I'm just saying that I tend to try to buy sneakers that more elongate my cankle. Okay. And so when it's overly chunky, that's why I buy 11 Lows, for example, instead of... The regular 11s, because the lows just give me a bit more of a ankle situation.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah, I actually do not have any regular 11s. I just buy lows for myself. Anyhow, but on the Uptempos, I make an exception because I just adore that shoe. And then, like I said, I have the 13, the Flints, which I do not have, which are coming out this year. There was a guy in high school, which was my first major crush in high school, and he was Greek, and he was the sickest ball player. He came in like grade 11, and he was the new kid in school, and he was quiet, and he just killed it on the courts. And he was, I remember he was like a point guard. I remember all that because he was just like awesome when he played ball, like so concentrated, so cool. And those were his shoes. So I don't know why that's, well, I do know why that's fully in my memory because I liked him so much. I did end up dating him, which is cool. Anyhow, so I need that shoe because of that memory. And then what was my third one? So I said the Flints, I said the Uptempos, and the Air Max. Yeah,
just
I said
for one.
There you go.
Sorry, those are the three.
Okay. Mike, do you have a shoe right now that you, you're not a fan of?
I do, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from around this table, especially from my boy Chloe over here. A racer.
Oh, the Flyknit racer?
A Nike Flyknit racer.
Is one of your favorites?
No, he doesn't like it.
I'm not a big fan.
I cannot. Okay, why?
Why don't you like it?
Just by looking at it, and like Alex said, I've never put one on my foot, right?
You need to.
So I don't know. But just looking at it, I'm not a big fan. I find they're very simple, but maybe that's what makes them so great, you know?
The Flyknit racer, I think it's the narrowness of it.
Like where it goes to the toe,
it kind of kills me. But at the same time, it's one of those shoes that, if I would put myself in one of those, I'd probably appreciate it more. Yeah. I feel like it's everyone's like, yo, they're so great.
Yeah,
super fly, super knit.
Do yourself super light. A favor,
okay. Cherry, why don't you tell them why it's so good?
I'm sure it's magic.
I kind of get what you're saying because I have some of my friends who have wide feet,
mm-hmm.
and they just stray away from that.
Yeah,
they're like, fuck that shit.
Really? But I have like the widest feet, and I love my research.
I really they haven't tried it on. Maybe they just need to try it on and just check it out, and then we'll see.
I mean, listen, in my opinion, I mean, I aesthetically, I do like it. I agree, it looks definitely narrow, but once you put it on your foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very, very, very surprised if you don't understand the...
But what? Why do you like
it? It's extremely lightweight. Like, they you feel like light, you're literally, I mean, out of all my shoes, it's definitely the lightest weight. Like, I feel like a feather wearing them. And it's extremely extreme. I mean, Alex and I, we work on our feet all day. Like, so when I'm wearing shoes, I literally have a... sometimes 8-9 hour day where I'm standing that I do not get to sit sometimes at all. So I would definitely say I have a good,
they're like slippers, man.
They're like slippers. They feel so good.
I gotta put a
and
pair on.
And for summer, like that knit is just
definitely a summer shoe, but I really, I appreciate people that like them.
But,
you know,
I mean,
I'm not like a hater.
Even
hater.
The colorways, like that multicolor, like you realize every shoe is different, right? Like, the right foot looks different. It's so cool. Please,
and those all white, the goddess ones.
I mean, amazing.
They did look good. I like that all white.
Put them on your feet this week and let's
I gotta stop by the shop
next week. So, stop by the shop and then we'll.
Do you think you can fit in a 10? Because I got a bunch of 10s right here.
Oh, I think
I'll try.
Okay. I can fit
that.
A 10.
We're gonna do that.
Awesome.
While we were,
I think we should do it now.
No.
We'll do it later.
Live.
Okay, so talking. Liking, disliking, underrated, overrated. Have you guys seen the reigning champ Ultra Boost?
Not in hand.
So, yeah.
I have.
Is it legit?
Let me give you my... Okay, I'm going to give you my first impression of it.
Yes.
And then you... Because I didn't see it in hand. But much like the Haven collabo, I'm like, why didn't they do more?
Oh. Okay.
So I'm always comparing. Right. Yes. And what I'm comparing collabs to now is, oh my God, I just got a blank. The
Kif?
Soul
the
Box? Kif? No. The
Hypebeast.
No. The Push.
Push.
I'm pusher. always comparing shoes to that, and that shoe just takes it for me.
The quick first year's King Push?
No, the Ultra Boost.
Oh, the silver one.
Yeah.
What's your size in the King Push Ultra Boost?
Ooh.
I could go 8, 7.5.
Okay.
Why? That's... Like,
could you go 7?
Huh?
Could you go 7? You could go 7?
I'll buy it for my
wife.
We'll talk
after that.
Oh.
Me too.
I'll take it for my wife.
We'll talk.
Reigning champ.
And Haven. Uh-huh. Let's put them together. I have had the chance to see, touch, and feel. Not try, but touch and feel both of them.
Interesting.
And when shoes like this drop, shoes that are super tonal, like let's take the Cause Jordan.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Hold it in your hand. Walk far back. You're just thinking to yourself, it's a gray shoe. But the closer you get to it, the closer you can like feel and witness the quality of it, right?
Okay.
Beauty shots.
Mm. Don't give it justice. No.
Don't give it justice. Like the Haven Ultra Boost.
Yeah, I
was saying the same thing. Yeah. But then I literally said ayoy when I touched it. So good. Like the ATR chipping on the toe box, the leather like little detail on the tongue, the cage inside, the insole. It's like consortium, like all over with like, it's like a molded like consortium pattern
embossed.
Oh, that's cool.
God. Like, it's just a crazy detailed shoe. Like, look wise, it's an all black uncaged Ultra Boost ish.
Mm-hmm.
But from closer, I remember like we mentioned it, we discussed about this. It's one of our listeners that brought it up to me. He's like, oh, have you gotten a chance to actually touch it and feel it? And when I did, I was like, yo, bam. Like, this is crazy. And then I saw the Reigning Champ as well. And my only concern about the Reigning Champs is that I don't know why it didn't come out with gray laces on. It comes with white laces on and extra gray laces. And for me, that's the only flaw. It should have come with the gray laces on.
Mm.
That's it. That's literally it. Because like all of it is like beautiful. Upper, the texture, it's like woolen a bit. The stripes, the heel cage, the detail, the lining inside, like so beautiful.
You
from far?
Convince me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it's one of those shoes that I know, Cherry, you said you are not too like quality stuff, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We are, I feel like I am. Really into that quality thing.
For sure.
So when I touched and felt it, I was like, yo.
It sold you?
Not at all. Because like, I'm still going to buy it. But
it sold
my
you. Convinced you.
My perception of the shoe definitely changed.
But no, I'm not. What I'm saying when I say quality is just that I'm not like that person who analyzes the shoe and I see one little teeny weeny, you know, string that might be a little
or like a glue mark or something like that.
A teeny glue mark and I'm like, nah, I can't do it. No. But like
attention to detail.
For sure. So I mean, if
patterns and
garments, I can appreciate it 100%. What I'm saying is that little teeny thing will not stray me from
execution wise.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about the Alpha Bounce?
I
saw Tony try on his pair in his stories, and they look nice.
He showed me over FaceTime.
But my issue is not that they don't look nice. Yeah. It's that they're not special.
There's
enough.
Nothing special
about
it. I think
maybe I do have to have one in hand.
Maybe.
So I'll shelve my opinion about it until one day.
I have to say, my opinion did change. Like, once I touched it, it did change.
Okay. Mm. Gotcha.
What up?
All right.
I got to see it in hand. I really want to see the boost in hand. The reigning champ Ultra Boost.
Definitely. And I think it's dope. Canadian brand. Two major
that
Canadian
is
collabs,
one thing
like,
that does appeal to me.
Yeah.
The fact that it's like homegrown. Yeah.
It's dope.
Anyways.
Support our own, everyone.
Yeah.
Support your own.
Wings and Orange is coming with a collab. Also Canadian made.
Yo.
It's really cool.
Well, they had the Superstars last time.
They had some ZX Flux.
Mm-hmm.
They had some Gazelles, I think. Okay. Gazelle Prime.
Yes. Okay, that's
yes,
the one.
And some really cool apparel as well.
Hey.
Dope. All right. Maybe but Guys, I'm already stoked about next week. I got to be honest.
True, true, true.
To have the whole crew come.
Canadian panel.
Let's do a little rundown of what might be going down next week.
What's not going to go
down? That's okay, this thing. Is airing on Saturday.
Yeah.
By Sunday, shit's going down. People are arriving into Montreal. And we don't have much planned in terms of the first days, but eventually Wednesday or Tuesday, we're going to head out into the city during the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm off Tuesday.
Hit up all the shops.
Yeah.
Do some photos taking.
Yeah,
especially,
for sure.
Perfect.
Take these guys who are out of town to like primo spots where they can shoot a bit, you know. And of course, it's always, I think it's one of my goals is to shoot with Calvi. Like,
yeah.
I've hung out with him, but yo, let's get on in the streets and like.
I want a booty shot. Work.
Yeah.
I want a Calvi shot of his
shoes, not his booty. Yeah.
Whoa, come on. Okay.
No, but the people don't know.
This is the sneaker podcast. Yeah.
I want a Calvi water shot.
Yeah.
Those are sick.
I just want to see how he operates.
His process. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. That's definitely going to be cool.
Yeah. And then in the evening, we're going to podcast, right? Yep. Everyone, as many people we can jam into the Adidas store that are relevant, we're going to podcast with them.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, same thing during the day. We're going to run around the city.
Yeah. I took that day off.
I'm excited for what we're going to eat, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be lots of good eats.
I think we could go to Avenue.
We're going to do a lot of good spots.
We're going to have the Fast and Furious dinner. Potatoes and Corona.
And then Fast and Furious supper.
Stoked for that.
Yeah.
Yo, so, it's going to be crazy.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff. It's going to be crazy. All right, but let's wrap things up. Before we go, let's find everyone on Instagram. Chris. Ooh,
can I?
Yeah, you want to jump
pause,
in?
Here? Pause 1 second.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry. I want to shout out Thomas.
Formerly known
as Heat Ledger Kicks.
Yeah.
Heat Ledger on YouTube.
Hi, Thomas.
He posted his last video maybe a week or a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
It was intense.
It was good video.
It was a great video.
Thomas is a good friend. He's taking his next step.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys check out his last video. He explains a bit about what's going down. And I think we all want to show him some love a bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yo, on to bigger and better things. I know you're going to be doing some crazy things in the future. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on everything that you've done in the past. I know that this year and the next year and the year after that are only going to be bigger and better for you, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Right. And that's all.
Congrats, Thomas.
Yeah. Thomas. Onward and upward. Love that stuff. Sorry, Cherry. Anyway, before we go, where can people find us all on Instagram? Cherry, since you're here, where can people find you?
Instagram, karaoke superstar, cherry.grewal.
Yo, you got to see her stories. They're a little crazy. Little crazy.
You love it. You love it.
We do. Alex, where can people find you, my dude?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Nice. And Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
Chris?
At Christopher.chu.
You can find myself on air with Mike D. Make sure you get us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. We are everywhere. Download us, rate, subscribe, do it all. You know what's up. Anyways, we'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Go, Habs. Go.
Bye.
Peace.